live from our studios in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Fox Sports Spartanburg presents Start Your Engines. Here is your race team for today. Show producer Ronnie Black, author and National Press Association Hall of Fame journalist Deb Williams, former NASCAR team manager and author Greg Moore, and with our special guests, here is your host for Start Your Engines, racing historian and author Perry Allen Wood.
And good morning and welcome to Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg on a great sleeping morning, but it's also a great great morning to do a radio show.
It's, nice, but it's not nearly as bad yet as I say it's going to be.
I know. It's nice and warm out there, but it's kind of damp, and yeah, they say it's going to get pretty rainy here as the day goes on. How you doing, Ronnie?
I'm doing real well.
Missed you last week.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but
you did something better.
I did. I was with my granddaughter.
How'd she do?
Well, in the county meet, and she throws javelin, she came in third.
In the county?
In the county.
That's good.
And that was against all divisions, 1A through 5A. And her teammate, Sydney, finished first. Young lady from Burns finished second, and Carmen came in third.
Who throws the javelin for?
Landrum High School.
Landrum High School. And she don't even go there yet.
Not yet. She's in the eighth grade.
That's cool.
And found out this week that in 2A, she is ranked number two in the state. So
wow.
And then she did compete in the shot put this time too, and tied for fourth.
You know, by the time she gets to high school, there's going to be a lot of girls tired of her taking all the hardware home.
I think you're probably right. Now, we did run into a girl from Blacksburg,
all right,
another eighth grader, who she tied with in the shot put.
Mm-hmm.
That's who she tied for fourth with. It's also an eighth grader. But now Carmen beat her pretty substantially and the javelin.
So. Okay. And you said you got something big next week.
Next week, we go to Upper State.
Okay.
This week, it was regional. So she qualified in both those events, and we'll be doing that next Saturday, again at Liberty High School.
All right. Well, that's our show for today with the track update.
The Carmen update.
The Carmen update. No, that's great, Ronnie. I'm really tickled for her. And you sent me a picture of her, and she looks beautiful in her uniform. And what'd you say? Yesterday was her birthday?
No, her mom's birthday was Thursday.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. We went out for Michelle's birthday last night.
I got you. All right. Well, that's good, Ronnie. We'll take you when we can.
Well, I appreciate it.
And had some news this week, quite a bit of it in my life. All of it I can't discuss on the air, but I guess the big story around here for racing was losing Bud Moore's shop, which
landmark.
Another artifact from the past of our rich racing history is pretty much a pile of rubble now. I went there, but I walked around it, and the back part's still intact. It's just the front, the whole front, from where the offices were and the entrance and all that stuff, and it was reduced to rubble. So I want to thank Lanny McKinney. Let me just get him done first here. Lanny's does the Budmore Engineering website, and he does the Start Your Engines website, has the podcast on by the middle of the afternoon on Saturdays. And Lanny, in fact, he did an especially good job. Did you say you listened to it?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, he cut out the 10 minutes of dead air when I hit the wrong button last week. So it made it sound pretty good, made it sound a lot better. But he texted me about, I don't know, I could look on my phone, but he texted me that morning. What was that, Wednesday morning? And he told me that the shop had burned down and sent me, you know, something from, I think, from Channel 12, from Fox, here in Spartanburg, Carolina, Fox Carolina, whatever they call it. And I just, man, I logged off my computer, and I took off like a rocket. And it happened overnight. And I usually channel surf a little bit while I'm getting dressed in the mornings. I get up at 6:30, and I'm at my desk by 7. And I usually, and I end on Channel 7. And they do the weather, and then Olivia does the traffic report, and I don't stick around always for the traffic report because there's usually not much of a backup between my bedroom and my office, so I don't pay much attention to it. So I turned it off. But they usually do their big story right after the traffic report, and I didn't have it on. And I would imagine it was the first story, and I would have known it, you know, at sunup a little before. But I want to thank Lanny for letting me know, because I dashed right over there, and when I pulled up, Channel 7 was there, and Scarlett Liz Jack was there with a black photographer, and I guess she saw the Bud Moore sticker on the back of my car, Bud Moore Engineering.
Yeah, we both have Bud Moore Engineering.
And she says, "Do you know about this place?" And I said, "Yeah, I know everything about this place." And she asked me if I'd like to come on, or would I come on, and I said, "Yeah, I'd be glad to." But she was doing, a live report for the noon news. So I just went and walked around the building and took some pictures, and came back when they were still standing there waiting on me, and they thanked me for sticking around. So I got on there and did about 5 minutes, and they used maybe a minute of it on the air, when they put together a story for the evening news. And it was a sad thing. It was nothing to celebrate. I can remember, as I said when she interviewed me, I remember going in there all the time when I was a little boy, up until when I lived in when we lived in Miami. We'd come home for Christmas, and I'd drop in at Bud Moore's and see Greg and Bud and Daryl, who was an engine builder, and Greg would let me sit in the race cars, as I used to just climb in without asking anybody when I was little.
Right.
When I was 12 years old. And I remember the first car I sat in that shop was Billy Wade's car. They had Rex White's car sitting up on jack stands one time. And I said, "I wonder what this button does." And I pushed it, and the engine turned over. I've been in those race cars a lot of times, and they always had a key.
Yeah.
Or the way I remember it, so I didn't know what the button was. I didn't know if it was for the windshield washer or what, and which was ridiculous. But anyway, I just have a lot of memories in that building. Going by there, I know Greg told it on the air, or he and I discussed it when I came home for Christmas one time from Miami, and sat in the car, got my picture made. It didn't have a steering wheel, and so I rested my hand up like I was on top of the steering wheel, but it was actually floating in the air. It's in one of the books I wrote about the Moors, the photograph. And that car won the Busch Clash. They went down there. I think it was the first race they ever had with Jeff Bodine, if I'm not mistaken. So that, I guess, would have been the Busch Clash of maybe 92 or 93. I don't remember. One of the two. And Greg called me up after that, after they won the Busch Clash, and said, I was living in Miami, and he said, "Can you come here?" I said, he said, "When are you going to be back in town?" And I said, "Probably Christmas again. Why?" And he said, "We need you to sit in all the cars." Because he always gave me credit for that win. Actually, I had nothing to do with it, but the point being, I just...
But it's fun to say you did.
Yeah, but I mean, the point is, I have fond memories of that shop, and never, I just always, walked in the door, and nobody ever said, "Don't touch anything," or "Don't do this," or "Don't do that." Or I remember the last time I went there is the only time I ever saw him dyno a motor, and man, that thing was loud. And so anyway, I did my part. You know, I always thought it would be a great place to put a museum. I wasn't here. I was in Miami when they tried it the first time, and as has been pointed out on this show and by Greg and Bud, but I think they set their sights too high when they wanted to put it in Beaumont Mill, and I think they could have pulled it off if they'd have started smaller and renovated Bud Moore's garage and put the Bud Moore Engineering back on the front of it. And anyway, it didn't happen. It's not going to happen now is the sad thing about it. I mean, we could still have a museum here or something, a Hall of Fame for South Carolina, but, you know, as I said on this show ad nauseum, you'll see it in the paper or in the news one of these days where it's going to be in Greenville or Myrtle Beach or Columbia or anywhere but here when we're the ones that deserve it. So anyway, let me get off my soapbox and talk about the show. We have a couple of really good guests today, Ronnie, at noon. No, noon we're done.
I was going to go home.
I'm going home at noon. At 11, we've got the new president of the Darlington Raceway, Josh Harris, is going to be on. And I've talked to him a couple of times now, and just a really personable guy, which you'd have to be in that position. And he's going to talk to us because next week is Darlington, the throwback weekend that so many people look forward to. And I don't know. Have you seen Jeremy's car?
Have not.
I'm going to send you a picture of it. Or I'll show you. I'll send it to you. It's a Robert Presley throwback.
Okay.
In fact, I got it twice this week. Jeremy sent me a picture of it, and so did... No, Jeremy didn't send me a picture of it. I thought he did. Was it Ryan? Ryan Delaney?
Could have been.
Anyway, I saved it to my photo, so let me just... No, I didn't save it to my photo.
Well, while you're looking for that, I just read that Tony Stewart made an announcement that you would like.
Well, you know, I saw him on TV, but I had the sound turned off. What did he announce?
With a partnership with Advanced Auto.
Uh-huh.
He talked about how all the race car drivers think about the double, Indy 500,
right,
and then the 600 in Charlotte the same day. Well, and they're going to offer a contest where a fan gets to go to both of those, first class treatment.
Oh, man.
I thought you would like that.
I don't know if I was discussing. It might have been Joe Delaney I was talking about. But anyway, that's... At my advanced age, that's kind of on my bucket list. I can't remember now, 15 or 16 or 17 Indy 500s years ago, back in the 70s and 80s, and I'd like to do it one more time. I'd like to go up there because as I've said in the past, there's nothing like it. You got races.
Well, you need to go to aapdothedouble.com.
And,
Advanced Auto Parts, do the double.com.
Well, that's, then I shall. Well, Trent Lancaster just, oh, there it is. Thanks, Trent. I'm looking at every place except the right place.
Well, we know one person's listening.
Yeah. Yeah, we got one. There you go, Ronnie.
Oh, I like that. That's cool.
It's black and gold.
Yes.
It's reminiscent of, Smokey Unix cars, mm-hmm, that were black and gold with Fireball Roberts and all the guys that drove for him. I sent it to you anyway.
Gold on the car always makes me think of Rex White.
Even though his was white and gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. But thank you, Trent. Thanks for telling me where to look on my own dadgum phone. and then when we get done with Josh, we have in studio because... his program's been rained out today, but he was going to come in. He anticipated this happening, and Hank Guyton from out at Greer Dragway, and I got Hank on the phone, I guess Thursday or something, and the first thing I did was apologize, because I have just, and it's all my fault, but I've just kind of ignored, the local scene, where we used to be, when we had Alan Hill here, we were heavy local scene. Now we're almost non-existent local scene, and I'll see if I can't rectify that a little bit. But Hank said, can I come in? And I went, well, heck yeah, you can come in. Yeah. So he's going to come in and sit in with us for the last hour of the show. But we'll get specifically talking to Hank at 11:20, approximately when we get finished with Josh Harris. So as long as I don't push the wrong buttons today, we got a good show, Ronnie.
And I want to apologize in advance. I've been coughing my head off all morning.
Well, just give me the high sign. And
I'll try.
I don't know which one of these mics is yours, so I'd cut them both off. So
that'll work.
As long as I don't cut the whole show off, we'll be in good shape. So, all right, let's take our first break, and we're going to come back on this rainy but warm Saturday morning in Spartanburg and talk to Deb Williams, who's be standing by up in Concord, where she lives. I don't think she'll be at the drag strip today. I don't know where she is. She's been doing a lot of drag racing lately, though. But
truth be known, that's one of her first loves.
Yeah, it really is. We will we'll be right back. Let's take a break and talk to Deb Williams. You're listening to Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg.
Start Your Engines will be back after this quick pit stop on Fox Sports 1400 and 98.3 FM.
Have you been in a car or motorcycle wreck or an accident involving an 18-wheeler? Have you been injured in a workplace accident? If any of these things happen to you, you need to call the Carolina Law Group today. The Carolina Law Group isn't afraid of the big insurance companies, and they will fight for you. Call today to speak with an attorney for a free consultation. In Spartanburg and Greer, call 757-5555. And in Greenville, call 312-4444. The Carolina Law Group attorneys are your local injury lawyers with four convenient locations to serve you in Spartanburg, Greenville, and Greer. Visit them online today at thecarolinalawgroup.com.
You already know Palmetto Spirits is the place to go for wine, fine bourbons, and home bar essentials. But Palmetto Spirits is also the perfect place to pick up your favorite local craft brews like RJ Rockers, crowd-pleasing Budweiser brands, and world-famous imports like Stella Artois, Modelo, and Corona. Whether you're in search of the ideal wine pairing or the ideal gift, Jim and the staff at Palmetto Spirits will get it in your hands. Palmetto Spirits, located at the corner of Reedville and Anderson Mill Roads.
For nearly two decades.
These are the guys. They're how I end every workday.
The sports voice of Spartanburg County has been right here. Weekdays at 3 p.m. It's Open Mic, talking everything local from USC Upstate to the biggest high school football and basketball games in the region. Don't miss a moment of Open Mic with Ryan Cleary, Joe Skinner, and Anthony Greer every weekday beginning at 3 on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3.
Make Phillips and Long Fuel Chesney your source for propane in Spartanburg County. They offer propane for hot water heaters, cooking, and heat. They can fill your grill tank and get you ready for grilling season. Not only do they sell propane, but they sell a large variety of propane accessories such as grill tanks and other appliances that run on propane. If your propane tank is running low, call and we'll have it filled within one business day. Call them at 864-461-8511. That's Phillips and Long Fuel, located at 421 South Alabama Avenue in Chesney.
Need a photo printed from your phone? How about a restoration of an old photo? Prints from old slides or negatives? Spartan Photo Center can do that and more in their on-site custom photo lab. Spartan Photo Center can develop 35mm film and disposable cameras. They can print large-size stretch canvas or poster prints in sizes from locket size to 40 by 60 inches. As South Carolina's only full-service camera store, they can help you get those old photos off your phone or out of that old film or digital camera. Spartan Photo Center. Call them at 864-583-6835 or visit SpartanPhotoCenter.com today.
Image Printing is the only shop in the upstate that prints signage, decals, banners, t-shirts, wide format printing, full color paper printing, and offers graphic design services all in-house. And now Image Printing is offering custom t-shirts with no minimum quantity. That's right. Image Printing now offers direct to garment printing, which means you can get your design printed on a t-shirt, whether you want one or 1,000. Visit Image Printing at 845 California Ave, across the street from the Spartanburg County Detention Center. Call 864-583-8848.
Williams is trackside and ready to go. What's going on at this week's big race? Now let's go live to Deb.
And that cut off abruptly. How you doing, Deb? Good morning, Deb. How are you? Well, what have I done? Deb, are you there?
I'm here.
I hear vaguely in the back.
What have I done this time? Can you hear me now?
I hear you perfectly.
Well, Now I can hear myself. I keep hitting the wrong dadgum buttons every Saturday, but at least I figured it out this time. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm not in the land of Dorothy and Toto, but I'm in a rainy North Carolina.
Yeah, it's pretty rainy here, too. Good morning to sleep, but I came in to do this, and it didn't take me long to mess it up, the first commercial break. But anyway, how was the drag races?
Oh, they were great. I mean, Matt Hagan got his 50th career win, which puts him in an elite group, and there was something breaking all day Saturday with Bob Tasca getting disqualified from his second qualifying run, and then Greg Anderson in Pro Stock got disqualified in his third qualifying run. So it was a busy, busy time, but Greg said it was the craziest weekend in all his years of racing he had ever had to get disqualified from the third run, not get to participate in the fourth run, and then still end up the number one qualifier, and then he came out and won the Pro Stock class. So it was an interesting weekend.
Well, I tried to follow it a little bit. And, Ronnie, what did you just tell me about Tony Stewart?
He's partnering with Advance Auto Parts for a fan giveaway of first-class treatment at the Indy 500 and the same day in Charlotte. They'll fly him down, treat him in the first-class position.
So you get to do both, courtesy of Tony Stewart and his contest.
This is fans do the double.
Okay. You heard about that,
that's
Deb?
Cool.
Yeah.
No, I hadn't heard about that, but I've been kind of tied up on something else, but that's a neat deal. I'm wondering if all of us talk, or a lot of us talk to him about, you know, when he did the double, and because right now he's the most successful driver at the double, and as far as finishing in the top five at Indy and the 600 on the same day.
Did he I know he didn't win Indy. Did he win Charlotte?
No, he did not.
Okay. Well, that's still a heck of an achievement.
But he had good finishes in both of them.
Yeah. Well,
top five finishes in both of them.
I think, I'm not kidding you, I think Kyle Larson, he'd have to win the 500 as a rookie, which has been done. I mean, you know, that's been done several times. But and everybody knows he's probably or could be a favorite to win the 600. So I think Kyle Larson's got a great shot at it. I saw him I saw his practice times. He was up there, I think it was about a week ago, and he was, you know, if I remember correctly, it was around 227 miles an hour. He was way up there with the fastest laps that they've had in practice. Of course, they'll get serious about it here soon.
Right, and the interesting thing is if they get into a weather situation or any other problems up there, Kevin Harvick will drive his car at the All-Star race weekend. For practicing or anything else that needs to go there. Interesting thing is if he does win the Indy 500, you know, naturally they would want him to try to win the 600 too. But in order to do that, for him to fulfill all his media obligations at Indy, how is that going to affect his time there, his media obligations there, and getting back to start the 600, because he's got to start the 600 in order to be listed as the driver of that car. He can't let somebody else start it and then get in, because the person who starts the car is listed as the driver for that race.
Yeah, and I think that would kind of taint it if he could do that. But, I would say, you know, you're just going to have to excuse me. I have to go. I got another appointment. I would, you know, they're going to have to just understand that he's got to get out of there. And he doesn't really have time to do much other than maybe a quick sip of milk and kiss the queen, and that's it. Because he's gonna be on a real tight schedule. In the afternoons, and this is how warped I am, but I listen to old Indy 500s. You can go to their website and listen to all of them that they've been broadcasting them since 1952. And I haven't heard any that old yet, but, you know, I listen to it all the time. But there was one the other day that I was listening to, and one of the reporters, and it might have been Pat Patterson. I think he was one of the turn reporters or pit reporter at Indianapolis, and somebody was doing the double then. It might have been John Andretti. I don't remember. But whoever,
John Andretti was the first one to do it.
He rode with him in the plane. He got Pat Patterson to his other his gig at Charlotte. So anyway, well, you're not in Kansas anymore, but I'm sure you watched Dover last week, and Denny Hamlin won again. And speaking of Kyle Larson, he couldn't quite get to him. I was hoping that he would, but he couldn't. But what's your takeaways from the Worth 400 at Dover?
Well, honestly, I can't say a lot about it because I didn't see it, because we were finishing up at Z-Max, and I was having to ride on deadline when they were in that situation at Dover. But, you know, I think that it's quite obvious that as we approach the halfway point in the regular season, it definitely looks like it's going to come down to a Joe Gibbs Racing Hendrick Motorsports battle. And I find it interesting, after the little tiff that Denny Hamlin and Kyle Larson got in last year, when Denny Hamlin carried Kyle Larson high into the wall.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how this rivalry between them progresses. So after what happened at Dover, I'm interested to see how it progresses. And if Denny can stay on track to win the championship this year, or if he'll peak too early, just like some of the teams do in football and basketball and even sometimes baseball when they peak too early. So I'll be interested to see if Denny can hang on and get that championship this year.
I've looked back a little bit, just sort of trying to familiarize myself. And Kansas has had some pretty dadgum good races out there. And I know they've had quite a few hard feelings. It seems like, did Jeff Gordon got in it with somebody one time on the backstretch, didn't he? Was that about Boyer or something? I can remember some pushing and shoving. I can't remember who Jeff was mixing it up with.
I don't remember Jeff getting into it with Boyer at Kansas. I remember him getting into it with Boyer at Phoenix.
Yeah, but, the chasing. I remember running through the transport, the haulers. And
It has good racing. Kansas does have good racing, and it'll be interesting to see if Chevrolet and Toyota can hang on to their monopoly. And really, 2311 racing is the one that's monopolized Kansas in recent years, because Tyler Reddick has won there, Bubba Wallace, Kurt Busch. And they're definitely the team to beat at Kansas.
Yeah, and Bubba had another hard week with a crash last week at Dover, and Christopher Bell crashed at Dover, and they both had pretty rotten Talladegas. So, Denny Hamlin. Okay. Definitely seems to be heating up right now. You know, he's not one of my favorites, but he's getting kind of red hot.
He is, and that's why I say it'll be interesting to see if he peaks too early. And it'll be interesting to see how he does this weekend, because if I remember correctly, Kansas may be where he and Kyle Larson got into it at one point last year.
I think that's correct.
So it'll be interesting to see how those two race each other this weekend, particularly after last weekend at Dover.
Well, Deb, we had kind of a sad thing happen here this week with Bud Moore's old shop, Bud Moore Engineering, burning down almost all of it, about half of it. But kind of sad to see something like that go. I had always thought it'd be a great place for a museum, and brought it up to a whole bunch of people that didn't want to listen. And Bud used to, and I know this would be before your time as a journalist, but he used to have a big celebration there during for two or three or four years. He had a big celebration for the press, and they'd have a barbecue, and the Union 76 race stoppers would be down there standing on top of the cars and stuff like that. Did you ever have an occasion to go into a Bud Moore's Budmore Engineering. I always want to call it his garage, but that was actually like the second where they came from to get to engineering. But were you ever in that building?
I was. 1 year during the, when they had the media tour every year, the media tour went there.
Okay.
And visited. It was a stop on the media tour 1 year. So I hated to see that. I was glad you sent it to me, but I was glad that it was basically empty so that there wasn't any, you know, memorabilia or historical items lost. What I found interesting in that report that you sent me was that the fire marshal said the cause of the fire was under investigation and there was no electricity to that building.
Yeah, you know, when Mitch Stapleton, when it came to Spartanburg and did his tour, when I took him around to all the shops, and that was our last stop and we couldn't get in. But it's owned by Duke Energy now, and Dale Wilkerson, who used to do the show here before Start Your Engines called Dropping the Hammer, he works for Duke. So I got with Dale to try to see if he could get us in there, and it was like, absolutely not. There has been so much vandalism and people breaking in, you know, homeless and whatever. And he said there's needles and all kinds of personal refuse in there. And it was just, you know, he pretty much said they'd take him a week with hazmat to clean that place enough to let anybody in it. So, and when we were walking around it, there was a hole in the fence because we were on the outside of the fence, but there was a hole. We could have gotten in there, and I think that's as good a guess as any. It wasn't a stormy night or anything. It wasn't hit by lightning. I would say with no power to it or anything, it sounds like maybe some homeless or whatever were in there, and bless their heart, but, you know, they might have started a little fire and it got out of control. I don't know, but it's gone now. Ronnie, you want to?
I was going to say, Daredevil wanted me to tell you that with your appearance on Channel 7 News about this, that not only are you a radio star, but now you're a television star. He recognized your voice.
Yeah, Daredevil is the one that only listens to the show till Deb comes on, and then he hangs.
He listens to Deb.
That's what I'm saying. He listens to Deb, but when she's done, he's gone. But Daredevil's a local a gentleman that calls into a lot of the shows and a good friend of Ronnie's, and he's crazy about you, Deb.
Well, I appreciate that.
So let's do the standings, which are starting to look pretty good, Ronnie. Not for me, and not for you, but for me.
I saw that.
Yeah, Mike's from first place with 14 points. I'm second with 11. Lanny and Deb are tied with third for 10. Greg is fading back a bit with 9. Christopher Bell's had a couple of rough weeks. And Ronnie, you've got 6. So why don't you...
Well, looking over the...
Why don't you pick somebody?
Looking over the past winners at Kansas, two of the guys that I generally like to pick from, both have won twice there. That's Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex Jr.
Well, if somebody does research, it's dangerous. Who are you picking?
Well, that's usually when I really mess up. But I'm going to go with Denny Hamlin.
As we just said, he's pretty hot. Lanny, if you'll text me yours then, you're next. And well, Greg actually is next, and he's got Christopher Bell. Lanny's next, and I think I know who it is, but if you'll text me, I'll write it down. Deb, you're next.
I'm going to take Tyler Reddick.
Tyler Reddick, number 45. I'm going to stick with Chase. And, Mike, I guess you want to...
Larson,
but I'll have to wait till I hear from Lanny first before I give him to you officially. So, Deb, I'll get this to you right away. What else do we need to know, Deb?
Well, unfortunately, I don't know. Some people might have known Christy King, who handled PR at Rockingham and then at Talladega and then later was in NASCAR's communications department. And she's now the head of the Chamber of Commerce in Richmond County, North Carolina, which is where Rockingham and Ellerby and all is. And her 16-year-old son was killed in a car wreck on April 30th. So that's hit the racing community pretty hard that knew Christy and worked closely with Christy because she was one of those people that was always there for the media and the National Motorsports Press Association. And you just the sweetest person, great personality, very efficient in her job and all, and it's Will's her only child.
That's horrible.
Yeah, they are starting a scholarship in his name at Richmond Community College, and his visitation's today and the funeral's tomorrow. So that hit everybody hard on April 30th.
Yeah, that's terrible. Well, on a lighter note, don't know if your ears were burning or not, but I had a guy telling me some very nice things about you, and that'll be our guest at 11 o'clock, Josh Harris. He spoke very highly of you, and we're looking forward to talking to him at 11 o'clock.
Well, I appreciate that. That's very kind of him. You know, in our business, about the only time you ever hear from anyone is when they're criticizing something you've done, so that's a nice, pleasant way to start a rainy Saturday out, so I appreciate you letting me know, and please tell him I said hello.
I will, and I told him, you know, this will be the first year in 3 years that we haven't been down there, you know, for the throwback weekend, and we're going to be in Charlotte, so we're going to be someplace anyhow, but I just told him that they've always been so hospitable to us down there and rolled out the red carpet, and look forward to a nice relationship with him. He sounds like a nice guy. He's living now in Florence with his wife and three kids, and look forward to talking to him and having a relationship with him at Darlington. He sounds like a nice guy.
He is, and he's really good to work with. He took the lead and made sure that the new inductees into the NMPA Hall of Fame have their portraits up for the upcoming race weekend, and he's working with us, and a lot of people may remember Russell Branham when Russell was PR there in Talladega and all, and he's now back at Darlington as the director of operations. So between Josh and Russell and all, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of improvements and all in the Hall of Fame there. And I know there's a lot of podiums there where the audio is not working, but we're working on it. We'll get it updated, and we'll get everything back in working order. And Josh said that, you know, we would work on getting everything in chronological order after the Southern 500 because he envisions some painting having to be done to walls, and I'd say he's correct. So you'll continuously see improvements there through the year, but I'm very anxious to see what Josh will do with the raceway. I've been impressed with him so far.
Well, speaking of walls, he ought to knock out one between two of those radio rooms back there so we can have a little bit more room. But anyway, that's probably not too high on his list.
Well, that's kind of hard to do. That's kind of hard to do when you've got so many people needing radio rooms.
Yeah. Well, as long as he's in charge, it sounds like it's going to be a good relationship. I know we love Kerry Tharp, and he was easy to get along with, and I'm sure Josh would be the same. Deb, I guess that's about it, unless you got one more thing.
I find it interesting who some of the people are that are in Kansas this weekend that are racing in that race. You've got Austin Hill running another Cup race in the 33. Jimmy Johnson has entered this race. Excuse me, again, this weekend in the 84.
He was like and, a back marker last week at Dover.
Well, that's the way he's looked at all the races he's been in.
Yeah. I mean,
he hadn't crashed out of.
Yeah.
But he's, let's face it, he just is not, he's having trouble adjusting to this new car.
Yeah.
It doesn't drive the same, just like Kyle Busch is having trouble adjusting to it sometimes. And, you know, all these drivers who have driven 20, 30 years, this car does not drive off the right rear the way they're used to doing that. So they're having to adjust to it, and, you know, Jimmy's doing this to try to learn things to help the team. And I thought it was rather interesting. This past Tuesday, we had media availability at NASCAR Productions, and one of the ones that was there was Noah Gragson. And Noah said that in going with Stuart Haas Racing, he had been in Josh Wise's program with Chevrolet, and he said everything was handed to him. And when he got to Stuart Haas, he did not know how to prepare for a race on his own because of the way things had been done to him he hadn't had a stack of data that he had to sit down and analyze and go through and all. Mm. And so that's something that he's had to learn this year, and Crew Chief Drew Bleckenstorfer has worked out a plan, and it seems to be helping him as well as Chase Briscoe and a lot of the young drivers over there at Stuart Haas.
Let me ask you one thing, and then we let you go. Is Eric Jones back yet, or do we know when he's coming back?
Eric Jones is scheduled to come back at Darlington.
Okay.
The doctors have cleared him, but Legacy Motor Club wanted to give him another week of healing, and so Corey Heim will be in the 43 this week, and then Eric is scheduled to be back in the 43 at Darlington.
Okay. Well, Deb, thank you so much for coming on. We always appreciate your insight, and I know when we hang up, we'll lose Daredevil, but I guess then we'll only have one or two listeners. But thanks for everything you do, and we appreciate you coming on the show, and have a great week. Stay dry.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Y'all have a great week, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you, Deb. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Deb Williams. Ronnie, who the heck was she?
Well, I have recently been instructed by Sarah, Mrs. Daredevil, and Michelle James, my daughter, that I needed to change this tagline just a bit.
Uh-oh.
And Deb is one of the smartest women I know.
Well, okay. I guess people have objections to it, but you could add in racing or something, but she's pretty good, I tell you that. We love having Deb on the show, and I guess she won't be on her lawnmower today.
Mm-mm.
I won't either. But anyway, let's take a break and come back and do some results and finish out the first hour. You're listening to Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg.
There's a brand new bar now open on Spartanburg's west side. Two Jim's Bar is now open next to Palmetto Spirits. Two Jim's Bar offer wine tastings for $10 with $10 coming off the price of the bottle. It's the only place where you can try anything they offer before you buy it. Stop by any night of the week for a good time and great drinks. Monday night is comedy night. On Tuesday nights, they have trivia from 6 till 8. On Wednesday night, team trivia and golden tea tournaments. Thursday night is ladies night. And on Fridays, they have live music and karaoke. Don't forget to try the wings. They're fantastic. Stop by Two Jim's Bar on the west side next to Palmetto Spirits and Tattoo Warehouse.
Alex, I see you got a new car.
Yeah, man, it's sweet. Room for Titus and all his stuff, but it's missing something.
Like what?
Well, you know how Titus likes Tupac.
Naturally.
Well, the new car doesn't have the bass like my old car did.
You need to take it to Elite Audio. They can add bass to a factory system.
Seriously?
Yeah, while you're there, let them add a remote start so the car is warm when you and Titus get in the morning.
I also saw they can add LED headlights, which you should look at, Clary, because you can't see anything.
Elite Audio on Asheville Highway. Check out all they can do at EliteAudioOnline.com, plus their Facebook page.
Apparently, you can't hear either.
What?
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
Call local State Farm agent Cliff Gobert at 597-1200.
Visit our website at SpartanburgSportsRadio.com. Fox Sports Spartanburg, 98.3 FM, WSPG Spartanburg.
Spartanburg has been known as the hub city for decades due to our proximity to rail lines and interstate highways. Upstate Logistics has been part of the hub city transportation scene for over a decade. Upstate Logistics provides businesses with warehousing and transportation services, including inbound and outbound rail shipments. And more importantly, we support Spartanburg. Be it high school and college sports or important community projects, Upstate Logistics wants to help move Spartanburg forward. Upstate Logistics, keeping your business and Spartanburg moving forward. To find out more, visit upstatelogistics.com.
Spartan Waste is putting trash in its place in Spartanburg County. Spartan Waste is your locally owned trash collection company, keeping your community clean. Do your part by visiting Spartan-Waste.com to make sure your trash is picked up on time every time. And when we say Spartan Waste is locally owned, we mean the owners, Mark Nelson and Mark Mullen, are on the job every day, keeping the Spartanburg community, where they work and live, clean for their families and yours. Keep it clean with Spartan Waste.
Speedy Lube in Inman says to save time is to lengthen life for you and your car. Let Speedy Lube, Asheville Highway in Inman, lengthen the life and performance of your vehicle. Speedy Lube offers professional ASC certified mechanical service for your car. Be it an oil change, AC work, tires, brakes, front end, or any type of major or minor repair. Trust Speedy Lube in Inman. Open weekdays from 8 till 6. For fast, fair, and friendly service, visit Speedy Lube, Asheville Highway in Inman.
McDonald's is hiring right now. Get more than just a job. Start building your future today. Working at McDonald's, you'll get paid time off, healthcare benefits, free employee meals, competitive wages, and a flexible schedule. Apply today at McDonald's.com/made. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's and McDonald's independently owned and operated franchisees are equal opportunity employers committed to a diverse and inclusive workforce. Most McDonald's restaurants are operated by franchisees who are independent employers and set their own employment policies and practices for their employees. The benefits described here are available at McDonald's-owned restaurants and participating franchisees.
Back to Start Your Engines. Ronnie, what's the weather like out in Kansas?
Well, it's kind of like it is here right now. It's 65 degrees, a little cooler. And let me go back a minute. Well, it's right now at 10 a.m. it says 63 and a 70% chance of rain. Hmm. And at Speedway, it should start raining in 15, 20 minutes and last for like 30 minutes.
Okay, and tomorrow looks good. All right, well, we got an ARCA race. I think it's at 1:30, and trucks are tonight under the lights. I think that's at 8, but I'll get you all that information exactly pretty soon. Let's look at the results from last week in our next 9.5 minutes. They ran the Worth 400, as we were just discussing, at Dover. Wasn't a great race, but it was pretty good. It's never a good race for me when Denny Hamlin wins, but he did, and he won again, and he's winning pretty regularly now. Second was Kyle Larson, who couldn't quite get to him to move him over a little bit, which I'm sure he would have done, because those two kind of don't like each other. Third was Martin Truex. Fourth was Kyle Busch. Fifth, Chase Elliott. Sixth, Noah Gragson. Seventh, Ryan Blaney. Eighth, Alex Bowman. Ninth, Daniel Hemric. And 10th was Ty Gibbs. By the way, Lanny did let me know that he wants Blaney, so I put down Larson for you, Mike, and I figured that's what you would want me to do. Looking on back through the field, they did have a pretty nasty crash during the race, pretty far into it, though, but it involved a Bubba Wallace for the second week in a row, and William Byron, who's already won three times this year. Christopher Bell was in it, who crashed all by himself last week, or he blew up. I can't remember what he did at Talladega, but it wasn't good. And Ricky Stenhouse, the number 47. So that's what went on at Kansas. Let's look at Dover. The next race is at Kansas. And that will be tomorrow, the Advent Health 400, and that will be at 3 p.m. on FS1. The point standings right now, and of course they take the top 16. Denny Hamlin is leading the points with his third win. He moved ahead of William Byron, who also has three wins. He's 13 points ahead of him. Fourth is Kyle Larson with one win. Fifth is Chase Elliott with one win. Sixth is Tyler Reddick. Fifth is Tyler Reddick. Sixth is Christopher Bell. Seventh is Daniel Suarez. Those guys all have one win. The rest of these gentlemen in the top 16 do not have any wins. Martin Truex is eighth. Ryan Blaney, ninth. Ty Gibbs, 10th. Alex Bowman is 11th. Ross Chastain, 12th. Kyle Busch, 13th. Chase Briscoe is 14th. 15th is Joey Logano. And 16th is Chris Buescher. On the outside looking in, and these guys are just popping in and out every week, replacing somebody. The bottom, like 16 through, actually 15 through about 18 are, I can tell you exactly, they're within 5 points of each other. Bubba Wallace is 17th. 18th is Brad Keselowski. 19th is Austin Cendric. And 20th is Carson Hocevar. So they'll be racing tomorrow at Kansas. Xfinity, you know, I didn't come out of Xfinity last week feeling too bad, although Jeremy finished 14th.
Yeah.
But he was running, and he was running pretty decent.
Right.
And
he didn't get knocked out by somebody.
He didn't get knocked out, and I was hoping that he'd have a little better finish because he was up there, and they had an overtime, and I was hoping they'd have a couple of extra overtimes, but they didn't. They just had the one, and the race was won by Ryan Truex, driving for Joe Gibbs. It seems like whoever gets that number in that number 20, Gibbs has sort of got a rotating seat there. Whoever's driving it does pretty well. Second was Carson Kvapil. Third was Sam Mayer. Fourth, Sheldon Creed. Fifth, Cole Custer. Sixth, A.J. Allmendinger. Seventh, Chandler Smith. Eighth, Kyle Weatherman. Ninth, Anthony Alfredo. And 10th was Parker Retzlaff. Jeremy, as I said, was 14th. And as far as the points go, he didn't lose too much ground. He lost a little bit, but not like he did at Talladega, which was disastrous. But he's right now sitting 18th in points, 82 points now out of the playoff. So he righted the ship, but now we got to start heading in the other direction. Going to Darlington, which is a good track for him, and he's got that good looking throwback Robert Presley paint scheme, if you haven't seen it. And maybe he can turn it around at Darlington. He's had some awfully good races there.
And hopefully Lanny can get that up on the website, that picture.
Yeah, Lanny, you just got an assignment from Ronnie to get the picture on the website. Chandler Smith is leading the points. Second is Austin Hill. Third, Jesse Love. Smith has two wins. Hill has two wins. Jesse Love and Sam Mayer are third and fourth with one win each. Fifth is Cole Custer. Sixth, Justin Allgaier. Seventh, Riley Herbst. Eighth, A.J. Allmendinger. Ninth is Sheldon Creed. Tenth, Parker Klingerman. And 11th is a tie between Anthony Alfredo and Sammy Smith. And that's the top 12 going to the playoffs. The next few are Brandon Jones, Ryan Sieg, Shane Van Giesbergen, Brennan Poole, Parker Retzlaff, and as I said, Jeremy Clements, who is 82 points out. So Jeremy, have a good week off and get that thing fixed up so we can run hard at Darlington, which will be the next race, which is called the Crown Royal Purple Bag Project 200.
Okie dokie.
I don't know what the project is. I guess it's to drink the Crown Royal. But that'll be at 1:30 next Saturday afternoon on FS1. The trucks didn't run last week, but they do run today. At Kansas for the Heart of America 200, and that actually is tonight at 8 p.m. on FS1 under the lights in Kansas. Their point standings, and they take the top 10 to the playoffs, is Christian Eckes is first, Corey Heim second, third is Nick Sanchez, fourth Rajah Caruth, fifth Ty Majeski, sixth Taylor Gray, seventh Tyler Ankrum, eighth Matt Crafton, ninth is Tanner Gray, and 10th is Grant Enfinger. 5 points back, not in the playoffs right now, is Daniel Dye, the two-time champion and defending champion. Ben Rhodes is 12th. Stuart Friesen is 13th. So trucks will run tonight. Give you something to watch if you're so inclined. And that's the Heart of America 200 on FS1. ARCA, we'll get to that real quick here. They're running at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So you've got ARCA at 2 and the trucks tonight at 8. ARCA, they're running the Kansas Tide 150. I don't know what kind of Tide they have out there in Kansas, but it must be, maybe it's the detergent. I don't know. But points leader in ARCA is Andres Perez de Lara, who has got a fun name to pronounce, and this is the first time he's ever been in the lead in ARCA, so good for you, buddy. Greg Van Alst, who's been leading the points, is second. Christian Rose is third. Amber Balkane, who had that hard crash at Dover, is fourth. Fifth is Chris Wright. Sixth, LeVar Scott. Seventh, Andy Jankowiak, and I nailed it this week, or I screwed it up last week. Tony Breitinger is eighth, ninth is Alex Club, and tenth is Caleb Kostner. So once again, they run at 2 o'clock today at Kansas. We're gonna hold the rest of the results for later. There's not too much left, but notable to be thinking about before I get to it is we have the first of three United States Grand Prix tomorrow, which is kind of going head to head with NASCAR.
Right.
And that's the one they run around Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. And then they've got another Grand Prix. They got two more in the United States, one at COTA and one in Las Vegas. So
now, I do enjoy watching the Grand Prix.
I do, too. But, you know, last year they raised a lot of cane, and I noticed they're billing it or publicizing it as America's Monte Carlo because it's in Miami, and they had so much hoopla and everything in it. And introducing the drivers with walkout music and stuff like that from a live band, and it was a lot of people just said, you know, this is too much.
Yeah.
And then Las Vegas tried to outdo Miami, and it was even worse there. And but anyway, it's a show. That's what they're doing it for. But it's around a renovated Joe Robbie Stadium, which is what it was when I was a Dolphin season ticket holder.
Yeah.
Back in another life, and went to a lot of Marlins games. So anyway, that'll do it until top of the hour. We're going to take a break and come back and talk to Josh Harris of Darlington. You're listening to Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg.
The home for Bump and Run with Tyler Sugart. Fox Sports Spartanburg, 98.3 FM. WSBG Spartanburg. And here's what you need to know.
A big trade in Major League Baseball became official just a short time ago. The San Diego Padres have officially acquired two-time batting champion and two-time All-Star Luis Arraez from the Miami Marlins. In Game 6 of the NBA playoffs Friday night, the Orlando Magic defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers 103-96 to force a Game 7 despite 50 by Donovan Mitchell. Game 7 Sunday at Cleveland. The Dallas Mavericks eliminated the Los Angeles Clippers 114-101. Dallas will be at West 1 seed Oklahoma City for Game 1 on Tuesday. In Game 6 of the Stanley Cup playoffs on Friday night, the Vegas Golden Knights defeated the Dallas Stars 2-0 to force a Game 7 in that opening round series. The Vancouver Canucks won at Nashville 1-0. Vancouver takes that first round series 4-2. I'm Isaac Lawncron.
This is...
A few years back, when we were ready to reopen the station, the water pipes burst, putting thousands of dollars of equipment in danger. That was one stressful evening, but one phone call to Thomas McGuire and PuroClean, the paramedics of property damage, and our stress disappeared. PuroClean rolled in, took charge, and rescued the station from severe water damage. Since then, I've used PuroClean at my house. You should do the same. Whether you're faced with fire and smoke damage, a flooding basement, or need carpet or upholstery cleaning, do what I do. And that's called 285-3530 for PuroClean.
How can you connect life and finances? As a financial advisor, that is exactly what Trent Lancaster guides his clients in doing. Based in Janie Montgomery Scott's Spartanburg office, Trent partners with them to discuss what their goals and priorities may be. Every client is different. That is why Trent is well-versed to have a discussion with you, whether it be investing, retirement planning, financial planning, estate planning, education funding, business planning, or charitable giving. Trent welcomes you to contact him. Additionally, Trent holds the accredited wealth management advisor designation. For clients, this means they are working with a top-tier advisor who can help them toward optimizing their financial strategies and minimizing market volatility. To learn more, call Trent today at 864-585-8282 or visit TrentLancaster.com. Janie Montgomery Scott, LLC, member FINRA, NYSE, and SIPC.
Have you been in a car or motorcycle wreck or an accident involving an 18-wheeler? Have you been injured in a workplace accident? If any of these things happen to you, you need to call the Carolina Law Group today. The Carolina Law Group isn't afraid of the big insurance companies, and they will fight for you. Call today to speak with an attorney for a free consultation. In Spartanburg and Greer, call 757-5555. And in Greenville, call 312-4444. The Carolina Law Group attorneys are your local injury lawyers with four convenient locations to serve you in Spartanburg, Greenville, and Greer. Visit them online today at thecarolinalawgroup.com.
For nearly two decades.
These are the guys. They're how I end every workday.
The sports voice of Spartanburg County has been right here. Weekdays at 3 p.m. It's Open Mic, talking everything local, from USC Upstate to the biggest high school football and basketball games in the region. Don't miss a moment of Open Mic with Ryan Cleary, Joe Skinner, and Anthony Greer every weekday beginning at 3 on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Live from our studios in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Fox Sports Spartanburg presents Start Your Engines. Here is your race team for today. Show producer Ronnie Black, author and National Press Association Hall of Fame journalist Deb Williams, former NASCAR team manager and author Greg Moore, and with our special guests, here is your host for Start Your Engines, racing historian and author Perry Allen Wood.
And welcome back to the second hour of Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce our audience to Josh Harris, the new president of the Darlington Raceway. Good morning, Josh. Josh.
Hey, Perry. Good morning. Appreciate you having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. As I told you, we've had such a great relationship with Darlington. And the past 2 years, we would have been down there next week, but I think there's something going on here in Spartanburg that we couldn't make it work, but we'll hopefully maybe be back next year. But you got a week to get ready if you're not ready, but I'm sure you are.
Yeah, we're ready. You know, our team's making a lot of final preparations right now, getting everything set and ready to host our fans here for Throwback Weekend. And, you know, that'll all kick off on Tuesday when we open up our campgrounds for our campers coming to stay with us.
Yeah, I tell you, it's one of my favorite weekends of the year. I love to see the paint jobs and all the series. Do the trucks do a throwback as well?
Oh yeah, you know, this is only the third or fourth year of the trucks being able to participate in. I mean, they've had some cool paint schemes the last couple of years, and I've seen a couple already, and it's awesome for them to be able to show their creative side and participate in the weekend now too.
Yeah, and I know 2 years ago, the first year we did the show down there, Jeremy Clements from Spartanburg, you know, from Xfinity side, won the contest with his Bud Moore throwback paint scheme of Dale Earnhardt, the Wrangler Thunderbird that Bud had. And so, of course, we follow Jeremy religiously at this radio station, and he's coming down there with a Robert Presley throwback paint scheme, a black and gold car. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, the Alliance Alliance truck, that'll be a great-looking car. We actually had a chance to talk to Jeremy and see him in Martinsville a couple weeks back and meet some of the employees there with Alliance. So I know they're really excited about it, and being a local South Carolina native from right there in the Greenville-Spartanburg area, we're excited to have him back for his home race and participating and know that truck's going to look good out there on Friday night.
Josh, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, I know it. I looked you up, and we've had a little discussion beforehand, but where were you before here, and where'd you come from, and where'd you go to college, and all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, well, I guess I'll start at the beginning a little bit, so to speak. So I grew up in a small town in Mississippi, was born and raised there. I had some family in the Atlanta area, so driving back and forth to visit them, we'd always drive right past Talladega Super Speedway on I-20. So around my 10th or 11th birthday, in the early 90s, we decided to get tickets to one of the races, and then we went every year through my freshman year of college. So that kind of got me interested in the sport. I was a big Dale Earnhardt fan, and he obviously had a lot of great success at Talladega. So went to Mississippi State for my undergrad, and then the University of Miami down in South Florida for my master's. I wanted to work in sports, kind of figured that out through college, and then just kind of got into the sports industry, working in ticketing, business development, college athletics, and some tennis and golf events. And eventually, around 2012, was looking for my next career opportunity, and I came across the director of ticketing position at Talladega. So applied for it, given the opportunity to start there that summer. And so since 2012 in the summer, I've been working in the NASCAR owned racetrack. So I started at Talladega, spent 4.5 years there, and then in 2017 moved down to Daytona International Speedway, where I spent a little over 6 years in various roles, from ticketing, guest services, fan experience, partnership services. So a lot of the external side, the customer facing side of our business, and have worked with great people along the way that have taught me a lot about this industry, a lot about the business side of it, and then have really invested in me. And I had the opportunity to come here to Darlington last January and work with Kerry and the team here, and then certainly with his retirement, was honored to be selected as the next president here at Darlington. So it's been a fast 12 years, but I love the sport, love being a part of it, and that's a little bit about kind of how I got to where I'm at.
Yeah, I tell you what, I wish I was as smart as you. I could have done something like that. They didn't have those college courses that you mentioned in 70 through 74 when I was in college, but it was I gripe about this every week on the air, how this is as close as I can get to being a part of the sport. Let me ask you, what years were you in Miami?
So I was down there 2004 to 2006 in graduate school. Then I took a year. We went to the Northeast and then moved back. So I was there from 07 through 2011.
So I missed you by about 3 years. I left Miami, or 2 years. I left in 2002, but I think I told you, I was down there for Andrew when it came rolling through one night. I liked Miami. That was a good place to live. There was so much growth. You know, when I got to Miami, I said, you know, what this town needs is a baseball team. And they got us one. And we actually won a World Series fairly quickly. And then I said, what it really needs is a speedway. And dadgum, we didn't get one of those. They were racing on the streets, you know, downtown with Indy cars and sports cars and stuff. But, yeah, Miami really took off while I was there. Well, Josh, go ahead.
So I was going to say a little anecdote there. So while I was in graduate school, a two-year program, so my wife finished up her degree at Mississippi State in between my 2 years there, and then she moved down. So she actually worked at Homestead Miami Speedway for about a year with Al Garcia and the operations team down there while I finished up school. And then I had the opportunity in my prior role while in Daytona, as we adopted a little bit of a regional model. We worked on Talladega, Daytona, and Homestead. So I got to go down and work at that track. Such a great track for competition. It's a beautiful track down there. So I've loved being able to get down there and work on that event that hosted the championship for so many years.
Well, you know, when I was down there, when they built it, it was a mini Indianapolis, you know, with the rounded corners and the short straightaways, and then they did away with that. They tore up a lot of cars and trucks down there when it was built, when it was that configuration. And then they made it an oval, but the turns were flat. And I actually got the privilege to take a few hot laps around there in a two-seater with Christian Fittipaldi driving, which was a thrill. and then it's like it is now with the progressive banking and everything. So I think they finally figured it out. But let me ask you about Darlington now. Have you made any big changes or improvements or subtle improvements?
So last year, just before we opened up for Throwback Weekend, we had replaced all the seats in the Pearson Tower with new chair back seating, fold down, armrest, and cup holders.
Oh, great!
So that's probably our latest large scale facility improvement for our fans. And you know, we did have a little issue with armrests in September, so we replaced all of those again over the off season. So our fans will be nice and comfortable up there this race. Aside from that, it's just minor, you know, little things that probably won't be seen a lot by the fans on this race. But the Lady in Black's in great shape. We've been talking about some future plans, and you know, maybe we'll have something to announce on that, you know, down the road sometime. But we're always thinking about how to keep it improved and what enhancements we can make to continue to make the fan experience great, along with the racing that's on the track.
Well, I can't wait till you bring back the Miss Southern 500 Beauty Contest. That's fans always loved it, and I know you're going to be a big hero when you reinstitute that.
All right. Well, we'll put it on the list.
Look, I've tried for every year. We've been doing this show for 7, and Carrie Tharp knows I've been lobbying for that for a long time. My dentist's daughter won it one time, so it was a big deal back in the day. And But do they don't still have a parade, or do y'all have like a truck parade or something like that? I was thinking there was something similar.
Yeah, so what used to be the Southern 500 parade, when we moved Throwback Weekend from September to the May weekend, we've actually instituted a Throwback Weekend parade. So it's essentially the same thing that we had for the Southern 500 weekend.
Oh. It
takes place on Saturday after the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. That race will end, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then about 5:30 we'll have some floats. We'll have some of our former legends and alumni from the NASCAR world that are here, some of our broadcast partners. All of those things that were part of the Southern 500 parade are now the Throwback Weekend parade. And then we'll leave downtown Darlington, come back to the track, finish in the infield. So that's a really cool community event we'll have going on. And then for the Labor Day weekend with the Southern 500, we'll actually have a hauler parade on Friday afternoon before they load into the garage. So all the cup haulers will be down at Florence Darlington Technical College. We'll have a big fan event there for fans to come and see them, and then we'll parade up to the track on Friday afternoon. So we got two different kind of parades both weekends.
Well, I thought there was something with the haulers, and that's it. And that's just a great idea. It's just our home state big celebration. I remember when I guess it was the largest attended event in South Carolina until I guess Clemson and South Carolina expanded their stadiums, and it still might outdraw them. I don't really know, but I know for a long time it was it. And I personally have been going to Darlington. I think 1968 was my first year, which I believe was the last year they still had the guardrail. And of course the first turn was where the third turn is now. But boy, they go into that that third turn and put it up on the rail, and just you really had a Darlington stripe. And it used to aggravate me so much. I can't remember if it was the first year NBC did it or the last year ESPN did it, but they talk about the Darlington stripe and they'd show the wall, and I said, no, dummy, the Darlington stripe is on the car. It's not on the wall. And that was like your badge of courage if you had one. And I talked to these old drivers, and they talk about Fireball Roberts and Junior Johnson, and these people come up to them and say, you don't even have a scratch on the right side of the car. You're not driving this track right. So anyway, I love Darlington. I love the history. I'm proud of it. I couldn't be prouder of it. And I was just – it was so disheartening those years, when they took it away. I was there the last year. Terry Labonte won his last race, and I think that was the last one on Labor Day or Labor Day weekend, and then it went away. And they tried to do something at California and then Atlanta, and they finally wised up and brought the Southern 500 back on September. And it was undoing a mistake as far as I was concerned. And I'm glad they've got somebody like you down there and Kerry Tharp before you to try to carry on the traditions and everything that we've all been so proud of since 1950.
That's right. 1950, Mr. Brazington got this track up and running, and it's been a part of NASCAR lore and history ever since. And we're so excited. We've got two race weekends a year again. The Mother's Day event, Throwback Weekend, it all ties in great. And then you get to Labor Day, that traditional cookout Southern 500. It's hard to beat.
Yep.
This year will be the regular season finale for this season. So I'm really looking forward to that once we get into the summer and see how the playoff field's shaken out. But our local community and then fans from all 50 states and multiple countries will travel here to Darlington next week and be here next weekend to take in all the sights and sounds of Throwback Weekend.
Is the Southern 500 still the Cookout Southern 500?
It is, yeah. We got a great partner in Cookout.
You couldn't have a better one for Labor Day.
Right. I mean, it just goes together so well. They've got great food. They're a great partner. They love racing. They're invested in it from the grassroots level up to the Cup Series level here with us. And they even, helped partner with Martinsville and Richmond with their races earlier this year. So the Reeves family, they are all in with racing all the way down from their son and grandson racing at the grassroots level all the way up to sponsoring our race. So we really appreciate their support.
Josh, we're talking to Josh Harris, president, the new president of Darlington Raceway. And I always, I always wanted to say Darlington International Raceway because that was the way it was for so long. But it's just Darlington Raceway, right? No international.
It's just Darlington Raceway. Although there's still a couple of signs on the interstate exit that say Darlington International Raceway. So we'll let you get away with it if that's what you want.
Hey, I'm 72 years old. I've been to Darlington International Raceway for many times, but. What I wanted to tell you was at 10:20 every Saturday morning, we have Deb Williams. She's our local, or not local, but she's our resident expert and a national journalist for the show. And she's been on here now for 3 or 4 years and does a great job and told me to tell you hello.
Well, I appreciate it. Deb was here just a couple of weeks ago in the office. She's the president for the NMPA this year, so... she's doing a lot of great things with that organization, and we're so thankful to have the NMPA Hall of Fame here at the Darlington Raceway Stock Car Museum. So Deb does great work. I really admire all of the media, the core media that travel week to week with the sport to give great content, tell the stories. Without people like Deb and so many others, you know, the sport probably wouldn't have the notoriety that it does today.
Yeah, Deb was telling us earlier today that that Motorsports, the Press Association Hall of Fame, I guess, and I haven't been there in a few years. I've been to Darlington, of course. We did the show from there, but I haven't gone over to the museum, and that's probably been 5 or 6 years. But I seems like they had kiosks where you could put on headphones and hear about different things, drivers or press people or both. And she said some of those weren't working, and they were – trying to dress up the Hall of Fame a little bit, and that's like a project I think she's undertaken with some other people to get it back up to speed where it needs to be.
Yes. So a lot of the inductees have a little radio button you can press and hear about a 2 to 3 minute background and history about them and their impact on motorsports. And yeah, so there's a couple of those that we're working on. She's got a great idea to how to maybe bring that forward into a little bit of a newer technology. So we're working closely with them, and you know, as the year goes on, you know, again, it's they travel week to week, so it's hard to find the time to get some of these things done. But we're working on it, and Deb's really passionate about it. So I look forward to seeing how that all unfolds.
Well, Josh, I wanted 20 minutes, and I've got about 21 out of you. So I thank you so much. I know you got a busy week coming up, and we appreciate so much you coming on the show, and hope you'll be a regular coming on. And you don't have to wait. We don't have to wait until the weekend before the show or about a weekend before your race to have you on. If you got something to that you want to announce or anything like that, just give me a text or a call, and we'll put you right on. We are real flexible. We'll get you on here anytime you want to be on.
I appreciate it, Perry, and I'll certainly take you up on that. We'll call in, you know, throughout the year. Give you the updates on Darlington, and just appreciate all the support we have from our fans in the state of South Carolina. Remind everybody to get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com or give us a call at 866-459-RACE.
You beat me to it. That was my last thing. Was how do you get in there? Still got plenty of seats left?
I wouldn't say plenty. They've been moving fast over the last week or so, especially as these paint schemes get unveiled. It gets closer.
Yeah.
Everybody starts to make their plans. So bring Mom out on Mother's Day. Come see us, DarlingtonRaceway.com.
You know, I think a lot of people at first thought that wasn't a good idea to have it on Mother's Day, but from what I understand, there's a lot of moms like it. You know, take me to Darlington.
That's right. You know, the race starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so you can take Mom to lunch, take her to church, whatever your normal Mother's Day activity is, and then to cap it off, bring her out here to Darlington and have a great day at the racetrack.
Sounds great, Josh. We really appreciate you coming on. Take care of yourself, and we'll all be watching next weekend.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Josh Harris, the new president of the Darlington International Raceway. And let's take a break. And got an in-studio guest here who brought his entourage with him, Hank Guyton. We'll talk about Greer Dragway like we need to be doing every week. You're listening to Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg.
Start Your Engines. We'll be back after this quick pit stop on Fox Sports 1498.3 FM.
You all already know, Palmetto Spirits is the place to go for wine, fine bourbons, and home bar essentials. But Palmetto Spirits is also the perfect place to pick up your favorite local craft brews like RJ Rockers, crowd-pleasing Budweiser brands, and world-famous imports like Stella Artois, Modelo, and Corona. Whether you're in search of the ideal wine pairing or the ideal gift, Jim and the staff at Palmetto Spirits will get it in your hands. Palmetto Spirits, located at the corner of Reedville and Anderson Mill Roads.
Spartan Waste is putting trash in its place in Spartanburg County. Spartan Waste is your locally owned trash collection company, keeping your community clean. Do your part by visiting Spartan-Waste.com to make sure your trash is picked up on time every time. And when we say Spartan Waste is locally owned, we mean the owners, Mark Nelson and Mark Mullen, are on the job every day, keeping the Spartanburg community, where they work and live, clean for their families and yours. Keep it clean with Spartan Waste.
Make Phillips & Long Fuel Chesney your source for propane in Spartanburg County. They offer propane for hot water heaters, cooking, and heat. They can fill your grill tank and get you ready for grilling season. Not only do they sell propane, but they sell a large variety of propane accessories such as grill tanks and other appliances that run on propane. If your propane tank is running low, call and we'll have it filled within one business day. Call them at 864-461-8511. That's Phillips & Long Fuel, located at 421 South Alabama Avenue in Chesney.
Set your alarm.
All right. I've added it to reminder.
7 a.m. every weekday, Spartanburg's best sports is on Bump and Run, hosted by Tyler Sugar.
That's the guy. That's the hero.
We're talking sports and other stuff. Hear from local high school and college coaches, including USC Upstate, Clemson, and South Carolina. 2 hours to begin your day the Bump and Run way. Right here on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3.
Image Printing is the only shop in the upstate that prints signage, decals, banners, t-shirts, wide format printing, full color paper printing, and offers graphic design services all in-house. And now Image Printing is offering custom t-shirts with no minimum quantity. That's right. Image Printing now offers direct to garment printing, which means you can get your design printed on a t-shirt, whether you want one or 1,000. Visit Image Printing at 845 California Ave, across the street from the Spartanburg County Detention Center. Call 864-583-8848.
And welcome back to Start Your Engines, and right here in the studio with us, speaking of money, we got Hank Guyton. What are you, president or owner, or what is your exact title out at Greer Dragway?
No, sir. I'm just a participant, I guess. I do work for Mike Greer.
Okay.
Mike Greer owns the track.
I thought it was named after the town.
It is, but his whole family has been in. I mean, they're from Greer. I'm sure they probably got family ties to that whole town, probably because his mother, she's 93 or 94, and she still comes to the racetrack and still takes our money on Saturday.
Okay,
she will not miss that dollar. I promise.
Well, that's
that's a good thing.
But you're the only one I've ever talked to in connection with Greer Dragway. But you couldn't beat the weather today, huh?
No, sir. Got rained out. He actually called it off yesterday. Another track down the road here, they called theirs off. Darlington Dragway, they are running.
Okay.
Supposedly their weather is better than ours. I watched them last night on the feed, and the sun was out down there until about 8 o'clock last night.
Wow.
I was like, wow, so there's a lot of difference.
Well, oh, yeah. Hank, what's going on out there this summer, and what can we look forward to?
We have a lot of stuff going on this year.
Well, lay it on me.
We have, well, first of all, you know, we run a points championship just like all other tracks, just like NASCAR and all that. You come in, you get 5 points for coming in, then you get 5 points for every round you win. Okay, well, this year we added 2 more classes to our program. I mean, we already had a pro class, foot brake class, junior dragster class, sportsman class, and this year we have it's called teen racing. And what it is, 13 years old to 15 or 16, you can't have any driving license. Once you get driving license, you can't run it. But a grown-up can ride with you down the racetrack, and we run this every time we have a points race, but they're not allowed to drive back down the return road or into pits because, of course, they don't have no license.
Yeah.
But you have to have a person in the car with a valid driver license. And this year, it's the first time I ever remember having motorcycle class. And I've been racing over a long time, but this year they've added a motorcycle class to our program, which is great for motorcycle riders that don't have to get out on the highways and drag race,
yeah,
or street race, whatever. We have a program, you know, that pays money, and then at the end of the year, they'll crown a champion in the motorcycle class. So that's great.
Yeah, that's great. Good.
So, yeah.
Those motorcycle drag guys are something to see.
Yeah, yeah. So we have, I mean, you can even, they run their street bikes, they have a drag bike, just whatever, you know, because it's all bracket racing. And, you know, we do our test and tune on Thursday night.
Okay. Is that open to the public?
That's open to the public, 6 to 10 on Thursday nights. It only $10. Only costs you $10. You come in the gate, you can run down, you can, I must have knocked it off.
Well, I can hear you good.
Can you hear me good?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, you can run down the racetrack. All you got to do is have a helmet. It don't cost you any extra. Like if Ronnie wants to bring his truck over there, or you want to bring your car over there and say, hey, I want to see how fast that red Mustang will go, you can run it down the drag strip.
You know, Dale Wilkerson, his brother, Dale did the show, you know, Dropping the Hammer, before we started Start Your Engine.
Yeah, his brother Britt.
Dale tried to get me to race him at Greer Dragway, I don't know how many times, and I'm like, you know, everything I can think of, there's only a few possibilities in there. We're all bad, except winning.
Yeah, that's true.
So I never took him up on it. And, of course, I had a 5.0 Mustang that back in those days. That's the EcoBoost four-cylinder turbocharged, and I don't think it's quite got the pop that my other one did. But
yeah. We have a lot of Mustangs on Thursday nights. Bet. Yeah. Mustangs, Camaros, Corvettes, BMWs.
Well, that brings up a question. Like, how many classes do y'all run out there?
On like today, would have been like I said, pro foot brake, junior dragster, sportsman, and motorcycle.
All right.
I think I got them all.
So how many? How many people will you have there? Not in each class, but just in all. Not how many people, but how many entrants? You know, how many cars, yeah, or motorbikes?
On a good on a points race day, we average probably 80 cars.
Good grief! I didn't think that many.
Yeah, we probably average 80. And
I got to get out there, Ronnie. I've never been to Greer Dragway.
Next Saturday.
Yeah, what you got coming up?
Next Saturday, we got a points race next Saturday, which is the 11th. But on the 18th. We got a $10,000 pro race, so we'll probably have 150 cars, hopefully. But they got a quick 16, and what they did, they run the quickest 8 cars and the quickest 8 dragsters. They'll run each other till they get down to 2 of those, and then they'll move into the pro class.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're paying like $2,500 to win in that, and then they'll move over for the $10,000.
Wow!
So the others. At the end of the night, somebody's going to take home $10,000. And we got 3 of those this year because we got one May the 18th. We got one June 22nd. Then we got another one in August the 10th.
All right.
So, yeah. But then our points run all the way through September.
And listen, they'll have nationally known drivers out there.
Yeah, they love to show up. But it's mostly, yeah. When you post $10,000 a win, you'll have people, mm-hmm, you'll have people show up, yeah, from other, you know, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Maryland, stuff like that. Because, yeah, you know, $10,000 brings them in.
Yeah, I guess it does.
I bet it,
yeah,
does.
Yep.
And I understand you got good food out there.
We probably got.
Oh, yeah.
We probably got the. You've been out there, ain't you, Ronnie?
Yeah.
We cook our own food. I say we, Miss Roxanne and her staff, they cook their own food. It's all fresh. It's cooked every Thursday and it's cooked every Saturday. It's probably as good or better than some of your restaurants in town.
I
guarantee you that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people don't believe this, but there are people that comes in on Thursdays. Just they'll come in to the gate and say, "Hey, I just want to come in and get, you know, like 4 cheeseburgers, or I want to get 4 fried bolognese." You know, yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, they they'll turn around and leave because it's so good. They've had it before, but they will come to the drag strip just to get food and take it home.
Well, you ought to have a restaurant ticket.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't go watching the cars now. Yeah. Just go to the restaurant and get out of here.
Yeah, give us $5 and come on in and then eat. So, yeah, but he's got a covered patio, you know, that you can go sit under, and he's fixing to put a covered grandstand.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're waiting on whoever's going to do it. We're waiting on them to show up to put a cover on it. Mm-hmm. We already got the grandstand, you know, it's a smaller grandstand because he's got the big all new aluminums, but he's got the original one that's there, and he's having it covered.
Because
that'll be great come July and August.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this now. This is unrehearsed or anything, so I don't mean to catch you off guard, but you knew Greg Moore, didn't you?
Absolutely. Greg came out to the drag strip.
Well, you want to say a few words about him? Because we sure miss him around here since he left.
Yeah. I mean, I met Greg through this show.
Right.
When Dale and Ronnie, they invited me to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Dale and Ronnie and Greg and Brett, I guess it was. And, I mean, we just kind of, you know, he's very interesting to talk to because he's always, I mean, he's got some great stories.
You bet. I wrote a book of them.
Yeah. And that's how I met Greg. And then they wanted to come out to the drag strip. So they all came out to the drag strip. We even done a live remote one time from the drag strip. And Greg was up in the tower. And
we need to think about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did a live remote. And then, like I said, I got his phone. I got his phone number in my phone right now. You know, you could call and talk to him, or I'd see him out somewhere, and he would always, I mean.
Well, I may have you beat. I got his father still in my phone.
Oh, do you?
That is a long distance.
Yeah. No, I didn't have Buzz.
Do I remember correctly that didn't Greg end up sponsor for you?
No, he ended up sponsoring Ernie Smith with the Gasser car. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we miss Greg.
Yeah, we do. He was, and like I said, I always seen him at the mall car show with you.
Yeah,
and I always enjoyed listening to him on the show. Like I said, I mean, you just imagine the stories that we didn't get to hear.
Yeah,
I know you got to hear plenty of them, but I mean, he was always a pleasant, calm.
He was the most generous person I think I've ever met.
I mean.
We'd go out after the show almost every week, and Greg picked up the tab, and he didn't want any other way. And, you know, I felt like I was sponging off of him until about the third year, and I said he likes to do this.
I wonder if he was like Jekyll and Hyde? Is he you know, in the studio?
He looked like him a little bit.
Was he calm? But I'd like to hear some of his radio talk from the NASCAR races. I bet he was a different person.
Well, he knew everything and everybody, and you know, we got Lanny McKinney, Greg's cousin, does our podcast, and all the shows are there. I mean, so he was on the first show this year when we had Mike Helton.
Yep.
And he missed the second week, and he left us before the third week. So, but no, you can go in there and hear Greg all you want to on the podcast. I think there's like 240 or 50 shows on there, how many we've done in 6-7+ years.
Yep.
And but anyway, we miss Greg, and I like to give people that come on, because everybody knew him, you know, to give a chance just to say something about him.
Yeah, because like I said,
we've dedicated the whole year to him.
We should.
We did.
Or y'all should. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You need to talk about him every show. Something.
I think we do just about, don't we?
Yeah.
We don't miss much, but Greg will always be a part of this show, and we miss him.
Yep.
But anyway, getting back to now, how long? When did y'all open for the year, and how long do you run? Like through Thanksgiving or what?
We opened up the first week in April, and we'll run through the Halloween. Usually our Halloween race is our last race of the season. And
that's where people, the kids go from trunk to trunk, trick-or-treating,
yep.
Right?
Yes, sir. Yep. We'll run the race, and then what he's been doing is he starts a little earlier where he can get done, but right before it gets dark. And then there ain't no cars and all that messing around the racetrack or up and down. And then he lets, you know, the kids will go from trailer to trailer. We call it trunk to trunk, but they go from trailer to trailer and trick or treat. You know, then we have a costume contest. And it's like from 1 year old to five, and then from like six to 13 or something like that, and then it goes 13 to 99.
Wow.
So yeah, so that turns out pretty good each year. So yeah.
Well, Hank, I asked you this before, but I want to hear it again just to make sure I'm hearing it right. Greer Dragway is in Spartanburg County, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because we still we do still have racing other than drivers and things. We do have a facility in this town.
Yes, sir. It is in Spartanburg County.
Okay. Now, when they had the Spartanburg Dragway here, was there any competition between the both of you? Because, I mean, that's been long gone. And I did go out there one time, but I got to get to Greer Dragway. But when Spartanburg was in operation, did y'all have any kind of – was there a competition between you to outdo the other one? Or did you work in together to say, well, I'm going to have so-and-so here this week, so I'm giving you a heads up because maybe, I mean, like Don Nicholson, he was out there the night I went.
Yeah.
He wrecked. But yep. Anyway, was there any cooperation or was it more competitive between the two?
Well, that was kind of before my time.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but going back to your Darlington International.
Yeah.
It was Spartanburg International Dragway.
Yeah. Right.
That was not Spartanburg Dragway. That was Spartanburg International Dragway.
What were you telling me about Darlington just now, which is totally off the subject?
Darlington Dragway is having a race today.
No, about the seats.
Oh,
the seats. About the tickets or whatever it was.
I was reading that this is the 75th year of the Petties, and they are selling tickets at Darlington Dragway for...
Darlington Speedway, Raceway.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Darlington Raceway. You can get you a 75th anniversary Petty ticket, and it's in the David Pearson section.
The David Pearson grandstand.
You might end up fighting or something, I don't know, but yeah.
They got along pretty well. Yeah. I saw them race against each other so much.
Yep.
Right here in Spartanburg at the fairgrounds and a lot of other places.
But going back to the drag,
go ahead. Course,
Spartanburg, and Greer, I remember Spartanburg would run on Friday nights, and then Greer would run on Saturday. So they did.
I thought that's what I would remember, but I couldn't be sure.
Yeah, and I remember when I first started going down there, I was like 12 years old or 10 years old, but I remember going on Friday nights, and that's when they had Big Daddy Don Garlics, they had Coca-Cola Cavalcade of Stars. All them funny cars, and then I don't remember Greer having, although they probably did.
Yeah,
but I think they had more local, big name local.
Yeah.
Down there at running their track.
I got to get to Greer Dragway. I have no excuse that I've never been there. How long has it been in operation?
Since 1955, I believe it is.
Been going on since I was three.
Yes.
Yep.
It was owned by it was started by the Greer JCs.
Okay.
Yeah, because they owned the property for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
And then a guy from Florida, he purchased it, and then now Mike Greer has purchased it. Mm-hmm. So he's done a bunch of work. I mean, he had the whole track repaved in concrete, dug up all asphalt, paved the whole thing in concrete. Huh. Put up concrete walls, took down the guardrails because they are dangerous.
Yeah.
Guardrails are dangerous. You know that if you hit them. He built a whole new timing tower. He's built that brand new concession stand. I call it a restaurant. I call it the Greer Restaurant. But and then now he's built in the last, I guess it's been 2 years or 3 years now, he's built new restrooms. I mean, restrooms with showers. You know, the restrooms are air conditioned. So I told him before, I said, I think I'm just going to start parking up here with my race car, and then when in between rounds, I just go in here and sit in the restroom in the air condition until you call me. But hey, yeah, he spent a lot of money and still spending money.
Before we let you go, what do you race?
I run a rears and dragster. It's got a big block Chevrolet.
Is this a rail?
Yeah, it's a rail.
All right.
Yes, sir. It's 582 cubic inches. On a good day, I'll run 480s, 145 miles an hour.
I got
two or three good sponsors.
What's them?
Jim West and Sons out of Asheville, North Carolina. If you want to buy a car or a truck, Jim West Auto Sales.
Okay.
I have a Vaughn Belting Company over out of Spartanburg right here. Stacy Hall out of Fulton Competition does my motors.
Okay.
And Cook's Transmissions out of Cowpens.
All right.
My hometown, Cowpens. So.
Well, I'm an insider myself.
There you go. So, but yeah, come on out. I mean, it's good, clean racing, family oriented, good food.
I was gonna say, come hungry.
Come hungry. I mean, right now our gates open at 10 in the morning, and we usually start practice around 11. And we're usually out of there by 8 o'clock, 8:30.
Okay.
So you know, and then as it gets hotter, you know, we'll move it up to 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then but on Thursdays, we open every Thursday from 6 to 10.
And come one, come all.
And Perry, we having 1,500, 1,800 people.
I gotta get
on
out
Thursday
there.
Nights. I'm telling you. Yeah,
and even looking at having a remote. That sounds like a great idea.
It does.
Yeah, we need to do a remote.
Well,
We got a tower for it. We got room in the tower to do a remote. Well, we've done it before.
Let me put that into work. Would there be anything going on at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning? Because this shows, well, you obviously know when the show is. You're here.
Practice would be starting usually, wouldn't it?
Practice. He can have him practicing by 10:30.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, good.
If he shows till 12 o'clock, there'd be plenty of stuff going on from 10 to 12.
And we can do some driver interviews. Let me put that in
absolutely.
The mix and see what the... What the higher ups think about it. Well, thank you, Hank. I promise you, I have ignored you, but I mean, it was unintentional, and we're going to make up for it and try to have you on a lot and find out what's going on at Greer Dragway. And I'm so proud we got a racetrack in Spartanburg.
Absolutely.
Yep. And Mike Greer does everything possible to keep that track going and open. And
well, we're going to help you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I know he appreciates it.
All right. Thank you.
Now,
and
do y'all have a website that you can get information from?
Yeah, GreerDragway.com. And then you can go on Facebook. They're on Facebook. You know, Greer Dragway are on Facebook.
I got to do all of that.
Yes. Yeah.
Do it today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Hank. Thank you for
thank you, Perry.
So much for coming in. And we'll have you back, I promise.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate y'all letting me come on and...
Well, it's good to see you again. I hadn't talked to you in a long time.
I listened to y'all. Because I listened to you on the way to the racetrack, you know.
This will be on our podcast by the middle of the afternoon, so you can hear how you did. You did great, and thanks for coming out. We don't want to get too far behind here, so your 20-minute interview went 27 minutes.
I'm
so
sorry.
I think
that's okay.
I'm the one pushing the buttons. I'll let you do it.
Okay. I appreciate you letting me talk.
All right. Thank you, Hank. That's Hank Guyton from Greer Dragway. And we'll be back after this. You're listening to Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg.
Spartanburg has been known as the hub city for decades due to our proximity to rail lines and interstate highways. Upstate Logistics has been part of the hub city transportation scene for over a decade. Upstate Logistics provides businesses with warehousing and transportation services, including inbound and outbound rail shipments. And more importantly, we support Spartanburg. Be it high school and college sports or important community projects, Upstate Logistics wants to help move Spartanburg forward. Upstate Logistics, keeping your business and Spartanburg moving forward. To find out more, visit upstatelogistics.com.
Speedy Lube in Inman says to save time is to lengthen life for you and your car. Let Speedy Lube, Asheville Highway in Inman, lengthen the life and performance of your vehicle. Speedy Lube offers professional ASC certified mechanical service for your car. Be it an oil change, AC work, tires, brakes, front end, or any type of major or minor repair. Trust Speedy Lube in Inman. Open weekdays from 8 till 6. For fast, fair, and friendly service, visit Speedy Lube, Asheville Highway in Inman.
If you're thinking it's time to seek financial advice, Trent Lancaster would welcome the conversation. Trent is a financial advisor with Janney Montgomery Scott in their Spartanburg office. Trent views partnering with clients as a great privilege, especially in today's market environment. This is where Trent's accredited wealth management advisor designation is most welcome. The accredited wealth management advisor designation is comprised of a series of rigorous exams. A code of ethics must also be followed. With this designation, clients can rest assured that Trent is a top-tier trusted advisor who can guide them through the ups and downs of market activity, helping to optimize their financial strategies and minimizing market volatility. Trent looks forward to hearing from you and helping you navigate the financial landscape. To learn more, call 864-585-8282 or visit TrentLancaster.com. Janney Montgomery Scott, LLC. Member FINRA, NYSE, and SIPC.
Need a photo printed from your phone? How about a restoration of an old photo? Prints from old slides or negatives? Spartan Photo Center can do that and more in their on-site custom photo lab. Spartan Photo Center can develop 35mm film and disposable cameras. They can print large-size stretch canvas or poster prints in sizes from locket size to 40 by 60 inches. As South Carolina's only full-service camera store, they can help you get those old photos off your phone or out of that old film or digital camera. Spartan Photo Center, call them at 864-583-6835 or visit SpartanPhotoCenter.com today.
Spartanburg's radio home for Gamecock football. Oh, yeah. Fox Sports Spartanburg, 98.3 FM, WSBG Spartanburg.
Finding something delicious to match my mood can be a challenge, but McDonald's kills it every single time. Like when I need something with a little oomph, that's when I reach for a classic and melty McDouble. When I want something with a little that's when I go for a crispy and juicy McChicken. And with Mix and Match, I can get two faves for just $3.49, like a McDouble with a McChicken or small fries. And now, my mood calls for a little oomph and Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Now, welcome back to the final segment of Start Your Engines. That was good.
That was fun.
Yep. Hank's a good guy.
Good to see Hank.
Have him in here more often. And stop ignoring the local people. Inadvertently, I'd never do that on purpose. Let's tackle a few things here with our last 7 minutes and 50 seconds. Indy Cars ran last week at the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, and that was held at Barber Motorsports Park in Birmingham. Beautiful racetrack, very, very nice. And I tell you, I don't know if you saw any of that, but the pre-race was more interesting than the race because, well, that's not really true, but this part was when they were talking, the announcers are Townsend Bell, I can't think, James Hinchcliffe, both ex-drivers, and Diffie, I can't think of his first name, the main announcer, that Englishman, but they are, I tell you, Townsend Bell was, he didn't make any doubt in my mind that he's not buying that Penske accidentally left that stuff on the car that he got fined for, and it got the St. Petersburg win taken away for the having to push the pass on the cars and using it during the during restarts, which is strictly forbidden. Townsend Bell pretty much said, he's not buying it. You know, he said, I know these guys, and I'm not casting any aspersions on them, really, but Penske knows every nut and bolt on those cars, and it didn't slip his mind. So anyway, they ran the race, and one of the guys that was penalized, Scott McLaughlin, won the thing. In fact, your first two finishers were New Zealanders. Scott McLaughlin was first. Will Power was second. Linus Lundqvist was third. Fourth was Felix Rosenqvist, a couple of Swedes. Fifth was a Spaniard, Alex Palou. Sixth, another Swede, Christian Lundgaard. Seventh was my man, Santino Ferrucci, and the best finish in A.J. Foyt car has had in quite a while. He finished seventh and really did a good job. I hope he's getting geared up for Indianapolis, the big the 500, because he's got, I think, a good chance of winning that. Eighth was Colton Herta. Ninth, Marcus Armstrong. And tenth was Kyle Kirkwood. Had a crash early right off the bat between Stingray Robb, who drives another Foyt car, and Pietro Fittipaldi. So,
yeah, Fittipaldi is not a name you hear often now, but it used to be big.
Well, I just mentioned him a few minutes ago because he took me around Homestead at 147 miles an hour, and it was exciting. I was out there when we regulated security guards, and I was out there checking the security guards just to get in the race for free.
Yeah.
Or it was before a race, and they were having ride-alongs, and they were riding these people that run these driving schools were out there, you know, taking people around the track, and this guy comes walking up, and I was going to do it. I was deciding whether I wanted to or not. I had on a coat and tie, 80 degrees, and this guy comes walking up with a helmet bag, and I said, this guy looks pretty official here in a uniform, and he took out that helmet, and he said, are you waiting for a ride? And I said, yes, and he said, well, hop in, let's go, and it was Christian Fittipaldi. And I went, holy mackerel, I'll ride with the real guy, not the guy from the driving school. But anyway, the points for Indy, they got 2 weeks off, and then they're at the road course at Indianapolis. But Colton Herta is the point leader, Will Power second, Alex Palou is third, Felix Rosenqvist fourth, Scott Dixon fourth, Felix is fifth, Patricio O'Ward is sixth, and seventh is Kyle Kirkwood, eighth, Linus Lundqvist.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
I got a cough trying to mess me up here. If I can just make it four more minutes. And Santino Ferrucci's 10th, and I'll quickly get over to IMSA. Or the next race will be the IMS Road Course, which is the Sunseo Grand Prix, whatever that is. And that will be next Saturday, so we'll talk about it a little more next Saturday. IMSA's off this week until they run at Laguna Seca on the 12th, and that's a Sunday, and the Penske drivers of Dane Cameron and Felipe Nasser are first, Sebastian Bourdais and Ringer van der Zande is third or second, and our guys, Jack Aiken and Pipo Durrani, are third, so they're off this week, and they'll be back next Sunday. Gosh, get me through this last 2 minutes. Tomorrow, at 3:55, call it 4 o'clock, is the Miami Grand Prix, and that's on ABC and ESPN, and that's at around the Hard Rock Cafe in Miami, Florida. Actually, that's more like Miami Lakes, or pretty daggum close to Fort Lauderdale, actually. Of course, the point leader is Max Verstappen. He's won 4 of the first 5 races. Sergio Perez, teammate, is second. Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz are third and fourth in the Ferraris, and fifth is Lando Norris. Kevin Magnussen is 14th, and 13th is Nico Hülkenberg in the 2 independent Ferraris from the United States. And our only American driver, Logan Sargeant, is back there in 20th, plugging away. He's not finishing last every week, but just about. Quickly, television tomorrow, or today and tomorrow, Formula One is practicing at coming up right now at Miami on ESPN at 11:55. Craftsman Truck qualifying on FS1 from Kansas at 12. At 2 o'clock is the ARCA race from Kansas. At 3:55 is Formula One qualifying from Miami. ARCA's on FS1. Formula One is on ESPN. At 8 o'clock tonight, 5 o'clock tonight is this afternoon is Cup qualifying from Kansas on FS1, and then the Craftsman Truck Series runs at 8 o'clock tonight under the lights at Kansas, and that's on FS1. tomorrow. The NASCAR Cup race is at 6, and it will you'll have a chance to just about watch all of the Formula One race and switch right over to watch the Cup race. So the Cup race is at 6 p.m. The Formula One race is at 3:55. So that's your television. Looking ahead a little bit, Darlington next week. The Cup, the Xfinity on next Saturday will be at 1:30, and we'll talk about that more next week. Good show, live guests.
A lot of fun today.
A lot of fun today. It's a good day to stay inside, which is what I am going to do, and do a little housework, and probably might even work a Wells Fargo case, because I can get way ahead on a day like this.
So,
it was a good show, Ronnie. Appreciate you coming. I know it's not always easy for you to make it out, but. We're glad to have you, and we got to go to Greer Drag Strip.
I think you really enjoy it.
Well, I think I will too, and I'm ashamed I've never been. But anyway, everybody else, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week and do it again. Sorry about the burning down of Bud Moore's shop, but that's life. That's the way it goes. Natalie, we're not coming. The rest of you, keep it between the fences.
You've been listening to Start Your Engines. Tune in each Saturday morning at 10 during the season for the very latest in auto racing news, interviews, and guests from around the sport. To find out more or order Perry Allen Wood's books on motorsports, visit McFarlandBooks.com. Start Your Engines has been a presentation of Fox Sports Spartanburg, LLC. All rights reserved. The home of open mic.